Yes, gang, it's that smile-a-minute mirthquake, mostly Monkhouse, written and written rotten by a man whose career can be summed up in one word, lucky.
What is it?
A performer who literally explodes on the stage. He can't help it. It's something they put in the bread.
Barbara, a man
who has won acclaim by millions. His bookie has acclaim. His ex-wife has acclaim. His tailor.
Miss Mitchell.
This man was hailed in New York and stoned in Soho. And given the wind up in Wigan. This actor has filled many roles, mostly with ham or cheese and chutney. This great star...
How do you turn her off?
This great star has done for comedy what Hattie Jakes has done for ballet. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you, and you can keep him, Bob Monkhouse.
Thank you, Barbara Mitchell. I love anyone with my initials. And this is a sort of audio scrapbook, a random retrospective ramble through my 50 years as a BBC jester, both on radio and television. Let's begin with a time before comedy was funny. A visit to the BBC's Lower Regent Street studio, The Paris, at midday on a forgotten Saturday in 1953. I'd been a broadcasting comic for 6 years by then, glad to get the job of co-hosting the Showband show with the glib and smooth-cheeked Ricky Fulton. As you can tell, while we both thought we were the stars of the programme, bandleader Cyril Stapleton knew better.
BBC Home Service.
At home or away,
it's still a big draw.
It's the Saturday show. Welcome again to the Saturday Show. This is Ricky.
Ricky, you're reading my line, you know.
Nonsense. You know very well that I start the show off.
It's a little bit ridiculous, Ricky. What do you think I'm here for?
I'll answer that outside. Now, let me get on with this.
And I'll thank you.
For you, words and music will blend me from the show that we're sending.
Very well, I always have the opening line. Why, I know it by heart. It goes like this.
Good afternoon. This is Cyril Stapleton opening another Saturday show. Now, in a production of this sort where the talent is brimming over, you can't help spilling a couple of slops. They're what you've just heard.
Yeah. Bob, I don't see why we should let him get away with that kind of thing, even if he is Geraldo's father.
Yeah.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?